There you go. Good morning, 99 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. Yay. Scott's Pisano, Sandy Waters.
Yay.
I'm live from the High Falls Studios in downtown Rochester. Sandy is live from the bunker in Grilton.
Yeah, that's right.
What's
there
up?
There I am.
Stay home, stay safe. Good. I'm good. It's Friday, and we're back to another, like one more day of that summery kind of feel. But we're going to get some rain showers and thunderstorms, more than we saw yesterday. Increasing clouds air the, you know, as the morning goes on. Right now, I can see a little bit of, I see a lot of brick, but if I look kind of out the window, which I actually have, I can see a red and white antenna tower thing over downtown, and there's like a radar dish or something on it, and I can see the sun off of that. So that must mean there's a bit of a sunrise this morning.
You have ginormous windows in the studio, but your angle that you're sitting at, there's a lot of obstruction.
Yeah, there
Stantec's
is.
Stantec's in the way.
Yeah, that RG&E building thing in the Falls garage, and they're funny. So, yeah, it's a cloud up here this morning. All the risk of showers are coming up from the south and the west, so they'll be kind of like straggling up here during the morning. And then showers, possible thunderstorms, maybe heavy, once or twice this afternoon, through the afternoon. 80s today, then it should drop into the high 60s by the end of the day because the rain will cool it off. And then following that is the cooler weather. Back to late spring, 66 tomorrow for the high, partly sunny, maybe an afternoon shower for Saturday. Sunday, sunny and 62.
Well, we enjoyed the stretch when we had it.
Yeah.
I want to say hi to some early risers listening to the show every morning. David Smugareski, 2:30 in the morning. So if you're trying to pry yourself out of bed right now, think of David.
It's lunchtime for him right now.
Yeah. And he delivers bread. That's why he has to wake up so early.
Oh, cool, man. Thank you.
Kirsten Papp. 6 a.m. for work. She gets up. So, she's probably still sleeping.
Any minute now.
Yeah. Annette Itterman at 5:30. She goes to work. Hey. And Jim Relier, 3:30 a.m. for work. So, Jim's probably already there.
Thank you, Essentials. Thank you, Early Risers. And thank you for joining us on The Buzz. Quite a packed Friday show here today. 13 WAM News coming up in a few. We're going to give you something to do with the kids this weekend.
Is such a cool thing. And you're helping first responders at the same time.
Absolutely. That's really cool. That's down in Canandaigua. We're going to help move.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Were you going to say move Rochester forward?
Yeah, we're going to help move Rochester forward. We're going to talk to Money Honey, the one and only Erica Cummings.
Money Honey. Talking about credit limits.
Yeah.
We got Baby University, how my nephew's teacher is judging me, completely judging me.
Oh.
And I understand it.
Because you're like surrogate mom aunt during the week for your sister. You take care of your nephew.
I bet you that my nephew's teacher has reached out to my sister and said, why? Why Aunt Sandy's house? Is there any other house you could send your son?
Can you find somewhere?
I'll tell you what happened. It looked really bad.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, but it looked really bad to the teacher. And Judgment Zone's about the car parade today.
Oh, yeah.
And couples therapy, what I'm looking forward to. I think Miss Jill Spezzano will be on with us.
Fingers crossed.
Really? Are you excited for her to come on?
No, not really.
She might be on to make you feel better about your issue that you had the other day.
Or she might be busy with the baby. You never know.
Anyhow, okay, so we got a lot to do today.
And we'll kick off the weekend also with increasing clouds today. Risk of showers, thunderstorms rolling up through the afternoon, going from the 80s, dropping through the 70s into the high 60s after the rain by the evening. And it stays in the mid 60s tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny though, maybe afternoon shower. And then Sunday, all sun and a crisp 62 degrees. That's good. 62 works. When it's sun in 62, then you can get out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do that kind of thing.
Not too hot, yeah.
Not too hot. It's coming up on 6, and it's Spaziano and Sandy on the Buzz. So we say, good morning. It is Friday. Good morning. Welcome to Spaziano and Sandy. We are increasing clouds, risk of showers, thunderstorms rolling up through the afternoon, 80s, and then cooling off after the rain. Maybe the high 70s, the high 60s, or something like that. I don't know, whatever. It's going to land at 66 tomorrow, 62 Sunday. Partly sunny Saturday, Sunday, sunshiny skies. Okay, here we go. What's the latest? What's going on in the world? What's going on in our community? I saw on Facebook, I'm kind of sad, and I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer, but there's, it looks like some kid got caught in a drive-by shooting, 20 years old. It was more like a mistake. Shot on Dewey and McGee Avenue, looking for answers on that. I guess is one of my Facebook friends had posted on it, and it was heartbreaking. 20 years old, walking out of a convenience store. Mm. Oh, so sad. Rochester is, still waiting for phase two to start.
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like it's not going to start today, though.
Well, okay. So do you win the bet? I guess you do.
I do. You owe me Tom Walls.
Yay!
You
do. I got to get you some Tom Walls. Well, you know, and it's weird because there was a lot of businesses. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've received so many emails from even the kids' sports activities that are already like, okay, so we're going to start when phase two starts. This is the plan. This is the meet time. Like, they were all buttoned up like it was – they didn't anywhere in their emails, even from, you know, individual companies that would reach out and say, hey, here's a heads up. They didn't position it like, if it happens, phase two, this is what's going to happen. It was like, nope, June 1st, we're starting again, or, you know, May 30th, we're starting again.
Mm-hmm.
I think the majority of business owners kind of thought it was going to happen.
Well,
they're confused now.
This is all a liquid moving blob of weirdness that we've never dealt with before.
Yeah.
And as Governor Cuomo said, it comes down to the data. It's not your emotion or anything else.
Yeah.
It has to be the data. Now, according to local officials, this is also just fresh off News 10 NBC.
Okay.
According to local officials, the Monroe County has seen an uptick in the number of cases recently. That's explainable that the county needs to still meet those metrics that they need, those numbers. A firm reopening date has still not been set. They said possibly tomorrow, but today marks the 15 days since phase one. Governor Cuomo said after they're going to start another phase after 14 days.
The earliest. He didn't guarantee that. See, that's the little word that we all kind of blew past and was like,
always a but in there. After 14 days, but we need to look at this. And you remember we had Mother's Day and cases spiked. We have Memorial Day and they're waiting to see what happens after that.
And what Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul said when she was on with us, we won't see what the effects of Memorial Day gatherings until next Friday. At the earliest.
Yeah, right.
That's when we're going to see those numbers.
Yeah.
So it already kind of felt, when she said that, as much as I want to get back to the malls, as much as I want to get back to the stores or, you know, the salon, whatever, like we all do, I don't want those Memorial Day numbers to really spike or every, you know?
Yeah, right.
We're not going to even know till next week.
Isn't it true the last thing we want is to go backwards?
No, I don't.
To be like, hey, get your haircut. Can't get your haircut anymore. You know, like that kind of thing. I don't want that.
Yeah,
businesses set to reopen in phase two include hair salons and barbershops, professional services. I don't know. Support and real estate and rental leasing. Don't ask. It's kind of general, isn't it? So phase two appears to be on pause for at least another day. Just keeping your eye out.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated.
I'll take a Wahlburger with every possible condiment on it, including that Tom Walls hot sauce.
Okay. You get it.
Okay. Can you Grubhub it to me? This morning?
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
Oh, cool.
I think they'll go to Webster, right? Bushnell's Basin or Brighton?
Yeah, Brighton.
Would they go to Webster?
Six, 8 minutes. Well, yeah.
Okay. Ask they him. Won't come to Greece, so Grub Hub won't come all the way out here. I don't know why.
Well, it depends on where you order from, right?
Yes,
locally. There's a chance for an afternoon. Well, it probably will be raining by later this afternoon as thunderstorms pop through the area. Those summer-like storms, 80s, 70s after the rain, and that's what it's looking like. Okay. Now, Buzz Baby University has Sandy Waters needing some of your therapeutic help from you little professors out there. All you professors that have had kids. Past the age of 7.
I don't know if this is even therapeutic help. I just threw up my arms. I was like, yep, the teacher thinks that this house is chaos. It looked really bad, what the teacher saw on the Zoom call.
Mm-hmm. From the neck up.
I God honest truth can explain everything, but she didn't want to hear it because I'm not in on the Zoom call. It's just her and the kid, and it looked bad.
Okay, it's coming up. 98.9 The Buzz, Roxette, Spizzano, Sandy, and Friday morning, clouds will roll in and give us increasing clouds, risk of showers, and there's the deal. Poor Sandy. Just tell us a little bit real quick before I have to give a quick message out, but go ahead and do that.
Let's see. It looked really, really really bad on the school Zoom call yesterday.
All right. Buzz Baby University in a second. So once your kids are out of grade school and they graduate high school, like specifically this year, Rochester, the Buzz is going to be hooking your kid up or your relative. Go to rochesterbuzz.com, the salute to seniors at 9:20 this morning. You can submit a photo and a bio and we'll give them a nice shout out. And that comes up every Monday through Friday right here in the 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Baby University, licking a wound this morning, aren't you?
Gosh, I'm like, really? Did it have to happen when you were on your Zoom call with the teacher? Oh, my. It looked bad.
Is this because of your negligence or lack of attention to while he's on the school Zoom or what?
You know, looking back, I don't know if I could have changed anything. The house looked like to the teacher that I lost all control in the house. And I'm watching my 7-year-old nephew during the day. Mm-hmm. And his teacher probably called up my sister and said, listen, just make sure everything's okay in that house, or please find another house to send your son to. I was like, oh, God. Okay, it was not yesterday, the day before. My little nephew has a Zoom call every day at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
It's like routine. It's clockwork, right?
Second grade? First grade?
First grade. Yeah. Yep. So when he's on his Zoom call, he's so cute. He's always like, get out of the screen. You know what I mean? He wants to be in the room by himself. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. So 2 days ago, it was really, really nice outside, so I went outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my other daughter's upstairs doing a Zoom call. My teenager's in her bedroom doing work. My husband's, you know, down here in Mantown recording stuff for his show. Okay. So I'm like, let me get some work done. I'm going to go outside. It's nice out. All right. I go outside. All of a sudden, my teenager comes running outside and is like, Mom, what are you just abandoning Vinny? You're just not even watching him. He's in there crying his eyes out on the Zoom call.
And
my God, why?
Oh no, poor little buddy.
Like,
what happened?
Oh my God. Oh my God. It looks like, oh my God, you can't have your kid crying on the Zoom call.
What happened?
I guess there was a bee in the house apparently. You know, there's crazy bees around right now. I don't know if it's just in my house.
It does seem like there are more bees this year.
Well, one got in the house, and I guess it was as big as a bird, so I hear.
It wasn't a killer bee, was it? Killer hornet?
I don't know. I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, so my poor little mooch nephew was running around the house trying to get away from this bee, but all along he was carrying his Chromebook with him. So he was crying hysterically, running around the house. And that's all his teacher probably saw was him crying, running away from something.
There's nothing more weird looking than someone carrying their video device, Chromebook, phone, whatever, mm-hmm. and it's shaking, mm-hmm. and they're like running mm-hmm. around, and you're seeing the background swirling. Mm-hmm.
And then by the time I went in there, rushed in there, Vinny was like, the Zoom call was over. And I'm like, did you tell the teacher? Like, did you turn off your camera? Did you tell the teacher what was happening? No. There's a bee. I'm like, oh, God, this woman probably thinks, like, I don't know what she was thinking, but it looked really bad.
That is hilarious.
Why are you crying? And where is Aunt Sandy?
That is.
Oh, God.
So the judgy judge that the teacher's thinking, like, you guys you have no control over your family.
I guess in Buzz Baby University, all I need is for somebody to call up and say, it has looked really bad. It's looked like that they've lost all control. Because there have been times where my little nephew has missed a Zoom call because mm-hmm. we couldn't get it organized in time. There has been times where I've done his homework wrong. I mean, she probably thinks this house is just the worst. Vinny, go stay home alone. Don't go to Sandy's house.
Things are better. They're safer and there's no bees. Oh, God. Yeah, go ahead and you can call us up 222-2899. 222-BUZZ. Chime in. Be a professor. Talk Sandy off the ledge.
Oh, my gosh. It's happened, so right? When it looks like you've lost all control in your house, it looks really bad. Worse than it is.
Got stories coming up. It's Spaziano and Sandy on the Buzz. All right, Spaziano and Sandy, good morning. 6:42 and 13 UM News is on the way. Sandy looking bad in the teacher's eyes. God. The Zoom call of the 7-year-old that you're watching.
Oh, God, if you're just listening, I think I just need from you guys just to tell me that moment in your life where it just looked really bad, like chaos in the house. My nephew, who I'm watching during the week, he's 7 years old. He has a Zoom call every day. So far, I mean, his teacher probably wants to say, listen, Aunt Sandy, just give up. You're not doing a good job at this. So far, he's missed Zoom calls because I couldn't get it together in the beginning. I was playing around with his Chromebook when I was learning Zoom. So when he went on his Zoom call, it said Sandy Waters.
Oh, God.
And all the kids in the class are like, who's Sandy Waters? And the teacher's like, it's Vinny. I'm like, oh, gosh,
now
she knows. Then yesterday he was crying hysterically running around my house because apparently there was a bee in the house and he didn't explain why he was crying. It just looked like he was crying.
Yeah, and he's flipping out. Plus, he's running around with his Chromebook.
Running around, yes.
Everybody was watching him frantically running around the house. Yeah, look at man. On. Everybody's got chaos in their home. I can see it happening. Like the one time I butt dialed somehow my mother-in-law while my wife and I were having a discussion.
Oh.
You know, and we're like getting a little heated. And my poor mother-in-law is thinking, what is this guy behind the scenes like? Is he monster? Like, that was chaotic.
Oh, God, must have been embarrassing.
Oh, it was. Because Jill tells me like later on that night. It's like, oh, my mom heard that argument we had. What? Yeah, I called her phone and she heard the whole thing. I'm like, we're dropping F-bombs. We're like this and that. We're getting fed up with each other. Like a normal couple would.
I kind of remember you telling that story. Brutal. You were early on, fairly early on in the relationship too, were you? Oh my gosh, that's who it is. Okay,
it just seems doesn't matter. Like when the when the doorbell rings and you got the baby on your hip and the dogs are barking or it wakes the baby up and everybody da 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 and you got to use your foot to open the door.
The UPS guy probably sees the coolest things.
Yeah, right. Well, call's coming in. 222 Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Buzz Baby University. Here he is. Father of six. Father of the year. Rebel without a cause. Donzo.
That's me. Sandy. Your nephew made your house like the Blair Witch Project.
I did. He did.
That's what I was trying to run. It's so funny. Little Vinny's like, I'm so scared.
heard.
Oh, God. And if his teacher was like, what's wrong? Where's your aunt? Oh, she's just kicking back, enjoying the sun outside.
Having a cold drink.
Yeah.
She's got baby oil on her legs.
Baking. That's why you send everybody else out in the house. Put them in the living room and you stay in the kitchen overhearing everything he says.
Yeah, I almost need, not advice, but I almost need that moment in your life when it looked a lot worse than it was. It just looked like you lost all control.
Probably one day when Delilah drew a picture for the class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone else in the family was there except for me because I was just gone. And they said, what do you mean he's just gone? And she says, well, he's never around.
Said, oh, no.
You don't tell people that. And I'm never around. I was outside. In the summertime, I'm always outside doing stuff, never in the house.
Right,
there.
Right.
So my God.
I'm never around, so I had to claim the teacher.
Oh, my God. And then she started playing Cats in the Cradle for your daughter.
I love it. Thanks, man.
Anytime, brother.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
I can imagine what's going on in his head right now.
My child arrived just the other day.
Okay, enough. The Judgment Zone. Oh, yes, Judgment Zone coming up next on The Buzz, a little after 7 o'clock here on Spisano and Sandy. By the way, we're going to see clouds, but maybe a shower rolling in by later this afternoon here.
Oh, in the Judgment Zone, apparently there's car parade etiquette.
Car parades.
Yeah.
We see, sometimes you hear that honking in the neighborhood and you see a whole fleet of people driving by.
Yes, yes. If you don't bring a gift, jerk or justified.
Ooh, so it's a birthday car parade. Whoa. Ha.
Okay, think about that.
Yeah.
Call us up, 222-2899. We got to come up with an official verdict so we can teach everybody how to properly join a car parade.
Okay, it's 222 Buzz. Call us up in the Judgment Zone. Jerk or justified, go to a car parade but not bring a gift.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.